Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. We're here today with Tom Duble, Senior Director, and Tina Deal, Senior Manager, both with Altus Group's Location and Incentive Strategy Services, a division of the firm's state and local tax consulting practice. We're also joined today by a very special guest, Mr. Mark Vulcan, Program Manager with the Maryland Department of Commerce. And today they will be discussing the key enhancements legislation recently passed for the Maryland Job Creation Tax Credit Program. They will focus on what this could mean for companies considering expansion or relocation in Maryland, as well as the importance of proper planning, record keeping, and analysis to achieve the maximum incentive value for this first-come, first-served tax credit program. And with that, Tom, why don't you get us started?
Thank you, Matt. I'm excited to be here today with Mark Vulcan. Not only have I had the pleasure of working with Mark for more than 15 years, but Mark brings firsthand insight to the Maryland Job Creation Tax Credit Program, administering this program for many companies growing and expanding in Maryland. Mark, let's talk about the recent changes that were passed for the state income tax credit.
Thank you, Tom. I want to address the changes with respect to the Job Creation Tax Credit, which is effective July 2017. For Maryland jobs certified after December 31st, 2017. Those changes are with respect to the minimum job creation requirements are now 10 to 60 jobs in a 24-month period, depending on the location counties, with a 10 minimum job number in Allegheny, Baltimore City, Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Cecil, Charles, Dorchester, Garrett, Kent, Queen Anne, St. Mary's, Somerset, Talbot, Washington, Wicomico, and Worcester counties. And otherwise, it's 25 jobs in any job creation tax credit priority funding area. That was a change from a single job creation tax credit priority funding area. So it's greatly expanded the geography where you can get to that minimum of 25 jobs. And again, the counties that I mentioned have that 10 job requirement, which is significantly lower than the 25 prior requirement. And then it's 60 jobs anywhere else in the state. But the big change is that 25 in most areas where you're going to see development. Another change was that the credit has been enhanced. It's gone to $3,000 per job, where it was formerly $1,000. And if you're in a revitalization area, the credit is $5,000 for each new job. What's a revitalization area? It's a state enterprise zone, and we have 35 enterprise zones throughout the state. It's a DHCD sustainable community or a federal empowerment zone. So in those areas, we get that special $5,000 for each job. Formerly, it was $1,500 per job. A qualified position is a full-time position of indefinite duration. It pays at least 120% of the state minimum wage. That's a change from 150% of the federal minimum wage. And right now, it makes the minimum wage go from $10.88 an hour to $11.10 an hour. So it's not that big of a difference, but there is that subtle change. It has to be located in Maryland, of course, and has to be a newly created position as a result of establishment of a new entity or an expansion of a business facility in a single location in Maryland. And what that means, practically speaking, is that you can't buy jobs, you have to create jobs. If a job existed, you can't acquire them. You have to grow the jobs. And we have that concept, as you know, Tom and Zena, net new jobs. And that is, we look to the whole state, the entity all their locations in Maryland, and the legislature, because it's an incentive, you have to create a new job considering every other location. So that's the definition of the net new job. So these are some of the important aspects of the change. But what I really see here is a big winner for many companies, because the value of this credit at $5,000 and $3,000 is a lot of money.
Thank you, Mark. This certainly can be a meaningful benefit to companies looking to relocate or expand in Maryland. Is there a limit to how much tax credits a business may claim per year?
There is a credit limitation, and that is $1 million for any credit year. However, unused credit may be carried forward for 5 years. I'd like to also point out something new in the program, and that is the statewide limit for credits is $4 million. That could be increased. However, it would require a statutory change, and we hope we can get there and introduce that change. It would be good for Maryland.
Certainly. So, Mark, clearly timing is of the essence here. We noticed that the sunset period was not changed. Do you anticipate a future extension to the January 1, 2020 sunset date?
I do, because it's been renewed many times in the past, at least in my 15 years, at least four times. It's a very popular program due to the fact that it's available all over the state, and it's not location specific. Broad support for this popular credit, I believe the sunset date will be extended.
Can you talk about the application process?
Yes, there's a letter of intent, a preliminary application with an affidavit on the number of jobs, and then a final application. The department then issues a final tax credit certificate for an eligible amount of the credit, and the business entity claims a tax credit on the form 500CR of the tax return for the entity.
So oftentimes, Mark, Altus Group is working with companies that are considering expansion in Maryland, but until their budgets are approved, they're unable to make a final determination. Since there's no penalty to file a letter of intent with Commerce, can you speak to the importance of this piece in the process?
Yes, Zena. It's very important, because that letter of intent puts your stake in the sand for creating new jobs. There's no downside of filing a letter of intent. If the company foresees creating new jobs in Maryland in the next 2 years, also, the department will never go public with the information release as to the project or the identity of the employer or the number of jobs that will be created unless we would get permission from the company. So we work together. I think we have a history of not breaking that trust. But the most unfortunate thing is to create a job without an intent in hand with the department, because, you know, the legislature requires that the incentive precede the jobs, or otherwise it's not an incentive for the project. So that's why we require evidence of intent to the department before the jobs are created. So it's very important to safeguard the company and get that intent to us as soon as possible. And I should add, it doesn't expire. So even if the project is delayed and it comes online years later, Commerce has that letter of intent, which will protect those new jobs that are created.
So even if the business thinks there's a remote chance that they could be creating jobs in Maryland over the next couple years, they should get that letter of intent in.
So important. And the worst message we can give to taxpayers, and you see in your own practice, is we created the jobs and forgot to file a letter of intent. They look at the credits, unfortunately, in-house, and you as consultants look at those credits after the fact a lot of times, and we can't go backward in time. Without that letter of intent, there can't be an incentive.
So, Mark, due to the planning, eligibility, and record-keeping requirements, would you advise companies to utilize a consultant to assist with this process to maximize potential value?
I would, Zena. Due to the level of planning, record-keeping, and tracking that is necessary, consultants typically have a better understanding of the rules and work more efficiently through the process, as opposed to in-house employees that may not have dealt with this program in the past, or perhaps there as many entities look at these programs in many states. There's confusion with having local consultant available. They really know the credits and in the end probably are most efficient. And further, as you know, through December 31st, 2017, we require an independent review by a CPA to ensure that the business entity has created the qualified positions within the 24-month period and maintained them for 3 years. And Tom, I know you've worked with several companies on the review process.
Yes, we have, and with our experience and expertise, we've succeeded in making this process as smooth and efficient as possible for our clients. We're also very proud of the relationship we've established with your department over the years. Further on that, Mark, are there any other upcoming updates at Commerce that you would like to share with us today?
Thanks, Tom. On the close of the legislative session, April 11th this year, there were some additional credits that came to the department. And those are the governor's signature tax credit, which is more jobs for Marylanders targeting manufacturers, both new and existing manufacturers. We have also a program for hiring veterans, which is a nice incentive. I should also add that our research and development tax credit has been enhanced from $9 to $12 million, and the interested taxpayers could go to our award-winning website at www.commerce.maryland.gov to learn more about the individual tax credits. We have the legislation, the applications, a narrative, Q&As. It's a pretty good website, and you also get to see my picture when you go there. So I encourage everybody to go there.
Well, Mark, Zena and I want to thank you for joining us today, you know, providing your expert knowledge in this area as well as your partnership.
My pleasure, Tom and Zena, and I really appreciate you having me here today. And I would encourage if there are any people, if there are any questions out there, to contact either myself or one of my staff that will do our best to get back to you as soon as possible with the right answer. Thank you.
Perfect. Certainly some great insights today with Mark, Tom, and Zena. An Altus Group state and local tax and advisory practice consists of professionals with the depth of expertise necessary to uncover hidden value, produce lasting results, and mitigate areas of risk associated with the complexities of planning and compliance in a multi-state, multi-tax environment. Altus Group state and local tax and advisory practices include personal and real property tax, appraisal services, transaction/sales and use tax, unclaimed property, and location and incentive strategies. If your company is considering expansion or relocation in Maryland, let the location and incentive strategy experts at Altus Group help you determine how your company may qualify for this newly enhanced state income tax credit, as well as other potential incentive opportunities using their holistic approach to your company's needs. The location and incentive strategy team is available to assist with all credit and incentives that Maryland has to offer.